Welcome to Tech Mirror for 2024, and oh my gosh, what a year it has already been. We're barely 2 months in, and we've already seen the government's interim response on regulation of artificial intelligence, Parliament has held hearings on digital identity, and Australians have gained the right to digitally disconnect, with big thanks to Senators Pocock and Shoebridge. It's also been an incredible start to the year for my team and I at the Tech Policy Design Centre. Some of you may have seen the recent announcement that TPDC is moving from a pilot initiative here at ANU to a permanent centre at the Australian National University. This is a real milestone for my team and I hope you'll join us in celebrating it. As part of that transition, we're expanding TPDC's research work, and very excitingly, we're also establishing Australia's first tech policy education curriculum. And so I'm jumping on today to let our loyal Tech Mirror listeners know that we will be back very soon with new episodes of Tech Mirror. But in the interim, I wanted to ask for your help. At the moment in Australia, if you want to become a specialist in technology policy, there isn't anywhere you can go to study that. We don't have an established tech policy education curriculum. So when you talk to people who work in this field, many of us have come via adjacent fields and pretty much learnt on the job. And what we're looking to do with the new education curriculum that we're building is to develop a specific career pathway for those who are looking to enter into the field of technology policy, while also providing a way for people who are already in the field to upskill and to further develop your expertise. Now, of course, like everything we do here at the Tech Policy Design Centre, we're committed to co-designing the courses. It's really important to us that these educational offerings are actually teaching people what they need to know and what they want to learn. And we're doing lots of different things to ensure that we get the design of the courses right. We've been seeking the advice of our independent advisory board, which met for the first time very recently. And we're also hosting co-design workshops with government, industry, and civil society. And when I was talking with Simon McAllister, now Simon is TPDC's new head of education design, isn't that an awesome title? It occurred to us that some of the people that are going to be best placed to be able to articulate the type of training that we need are the people that listen to this podcast. And so I have a very specific request for you, our listeners. We've designed a short questionnaire, and it is short. It should only take you about 10 minutes to complete. But we would love it if you would take a few minutes out of your day and fill it in. And here, I want to stress that this questionnaire is for everybody who listens to this podcast. It might be that you are well established in the field and you have a really good idea of the types of trainings that we need for new entrants. Or perhaps you work in the field and there are particular skills gaps that you have that you would like to attend training to address. Or maybe you're not yet in the field, you're really interested in it, and you're looking for that career pathway. Maybe it's some combination of all of the above. But the point is, we want to hear from you. So please jump into the pod notes and follow the link to the questionnaire. Your responses will help to design the education program. And I know I'm biased, but I think that's 10 minutes very well spent. We're also looking for sponsors to help support the development of the course, and also looking for organisations that might wish to work with us to establish scholarships for women or people from diverse backgrounds to be able to participate in the courses. So if you or your organisation is interested, please do reach out. The easiest way, as always, to get in touch with us is to visit our website and follow the Contact Us link. Our website is techpolicydesign.au. That's all for me from now. We'll be back in the coming months with new episodes of Tech Mirror. And in the meantime, please do get in touch and get involved.